Couple of quick announcements. A reminder that tonight after Mass at 7 o'clock is a free concert, outdoor concert right in front of the church. Bring a chair and remember to be distanced from everyone. It'll only be about half an hour long, but a beautiful concert it should be. Also, Tuesday, the confessions and daily Mass in the evening are canceled, so there will be no 5:30 Mass. This will allow us to have our confirmation Mass with the bishop at 7 o'clock. And we're very blessed tonight to have our confirmandi, those who are going to be confirmed with us. They've been on retreat today, and so we welcome them with us tonight, along with the wonderful retreat team that's been helping them today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The main point about Jesus' parable today is really quite simple. It's about what's called the law of the gift. Your being increases in the measure that you give it away. It's the central theme of the Bible. It's a paradox. Who you really are, your self-worth, your importance, all of it increases the more that you give it away to others. It's counterintuitive, right? Everything in us says, hold on to it, cling to it, protect it with everything you've got. But in the act of giving yourself away, your self increases. And if you cling to your being, protect it for yourself, you will actually lose the little that you have. The worst thing you can do with your life, says the law of the gift, is to cling to it and to protect it for your own. Now, of course, the prime example of this is Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross, a total gift. Of course, tonight, though, Jesus gives us an economic example, since that seems to be what we understand best. Unfortunately, he knows us. It's like an entrepreneur who risks his or her money in order to make more. The saying goes, you've got to spend money in order to make money. And isn't it funny that 2,000 years later, not much has changed with us? We can still understand examples of money better than virtue alone. But that's another homily. So, St. Paul, in one of his letters, says, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels. These fragile earthen vessels, our bodies, our lives. In this we hold a treasure. What is it? It's our faith. Our faith in Jesus Christ is a treasure that leads to eternal life. And until you and I mature enough and grow to understand that our faith is the most valuable thing that we possess in these vessels, until we understand that, we will never be true disciple. We will never truly understand who we really are or what value our life has here on earth. That's why so many people seem lost and don't think life has any value, because they've turned away from asking the important questions that will lead to the truth that we know in faith. Now, we have been entrusted by the Master with this treasure, the treasure of our Christian faith, the deep belief in the God of love, the deep belief in Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the dead, and the possibility of union with God for eternity. That's what we call heaven. This is the treasure that we possess, our faith. And so the question is, what do we do with this faith? So Jesus, the Master, has entrusted the church, that is, you and me, to make a good return on his investment, the investment he gave his life for. So the question is, what do you and I do in this in-between time until his second coming? Now, do you really want your faith to grow? Then give it away. Spread it. Invest it. Or do you want your faith to disappear? Bury it. Bury your faith in the privacy of your own life. It's just mine, me and God. I don't want other people to know about it. I'm afraid to talk about it. Friends, what will happen is your faith will eventually fade away. That's the strange paradox. If you want to watch your faith die, cling to it, keep it private, never speak about it. But if you want it to grow, spread it, speak about it, act on it, give it away. Now, yes, this is difficult, especially in our culture, right? We have learned the etiquette of this pluralistic society. There are two things you don't talk about at parties. One is politics, the other is religion, right? So we tend to put ourselves on mute all the time. But we, brothers and sisters, people of faith, believers, we can't buy into that. Even though it's a cultural prejudice, we can't buy into it. It's the equivalent of burying our faith in the ground, burying the treasure entrusted to us. And God is looking for a return on this investment. And that's the sure way to make it disappear, to bury it. And we will have to answer for that one day, like the man in the parable. So how about some practical, then, considerations for your life? How can I live it? How can I give it away? What can I do? Well, here's a first one. Let the language of the gospel be on your lips naturally in the day. I don't mean that you constantly go around giving sermons and telling everyone their faults. People do that already without any religion, right? No. Instead, deal with that little part of you that says, no, don't talk about faith. No, don't mention God. That might offend somebody. That's embarrassing. Get rid of that censor on your lips. You're not harming anybody. You are not offending anyone. If you say things like, what a beautiful day, thank God. If you tell a colleague at work, you know something I heard in the sermon last Sunday really moved me. Let me tell you about it. Or if you were to say, you know, I had this new opportunity, and I think it might be a way for me to serve God better. Is that embarrassing? Maybe a little. Will people squint at you funny? Maybe. So what? Who cares? My mama told me a long time ago not to worry about what people say. And yet as adults, we seem more worried about it than we were as children. You haven't intruded or offended anyone. You've only spoken about your experience. It's a very natural way to evangelize. A second bit of practical advice. Wear some sign of faith on your person. It's easy for me. I have a big collar around my neck. But you can do other things, a little crucifix, a medal of a saint, or something of faith. It might be a conversation starter. What's that? Who's that? Why do you wear that cross? It might just remind somebody of the faith or even their own faith. It's not showing off. It's not embarrassing. It's a small, easy, public witness. A third practical piece of advice. Pray before meals, even if you are in public. I know that's not easy, and you will have to overcome a feeling of embarrassment. You're out at a public place, and the food comes. Do you just dig in, or do you pause? Just pause, make the sign of the cross, and pray grace out loud, quietly, but out loud. It might get someone's attention, and it might remind them of faith. And it might just catch the eye of an 11-year-old boy in fifth grade who one day converts and becomes the pastor of a Catholic parish in Aiken, South Carolina. That's me if you haven't figured that out. It was a public witness. It's a quiet, simple way to invest the talents of your faith in a way that can have huge returns, sometimes for another person, on God's investment in you. Finally, take time to explain the faith to somebody who asks about it. There are people who ask us about the faith who are genuinely curious. What does it mean to be Catholic? I hear you have a church service every day. Is that true? Why? I hear you have a church service. I hear you Catholics believe X, Y, and Z. Why? Take advantage of the opportunity to explain things to people. Yes, I do. That's my faith, and here's why. Yes, we Catholics do believe that, and here's why. Maybe call someone who's been away from the church and invite them back. And finally, do something really bold once or twice a year. Of course, that means you will have to study a little bit. I know I sound like a broken record on this point, but if the last time you studied the treasure of your faith was in high school or middle school, then you desperately need to look at it again with the eyes of an adult. And if you are presently in high school or middle school, you need to go and look at it again as you get older, or else it will not make sense. We don't teach the intricate details of brain surgery to middle schoolers, and the faith won't make sense if that's the last time you studied it. Your faith is a treasure, and it is a great way to invest and spend your talents by spreading it around. Friends, in all of these ways, we spend the faith, we give it away, and in that process, we make our own faith grow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us stand.